The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And it definitely lived up to the hype yesterday, I gotta say. Florida State, Notre Dame, very good football game. Little disappointing that on the last play of the game for the Fighting Irish, on a fourth down and pretty close to the end zone, they have a pick play and whatnot, and it gets called back, so therefore no touchdown, go back 15 yards, and let's do it over, and an interception's thrown. Bottom line is the game was great, phenomenal. Notre Dame did not pull it off, losing 31-27 at Florida State. I learned a lot from this team yesterday, I'll be honest with you. Notre Dame, first real road test, hostile, ruckus environment. Very impressive the way they went out there and played, to be honest with you. So, at the end of the day, everybody won, to be honest with you. That's the way I think. Everybody won because the bottom line is it was a good football game. Got Jeff Rich along with me. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great weekend of sports here at the ranch. And I'll tell you, Notre Dame, they found a way to get some style points even in defeat. So we'll see how that plays out come December. But I think the Notre Dame's in pretty good shape. If you have to lose a game, that's the one to lose.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, getting you warmed up, kicked off for a great Sunday of football. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
$75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world as always. Interesting how yesterday turned out. Florida State beating Notre Dame. Baylor going down to West Virginia. That's the shocker from the day yesterday. Alabama looking pretty darn good. Looking like they should be one of those teams that are in the mix, if you ask me. Just manhandling Texas A&M, 59-0. Michigan State keeping themselves kind of in the mix, I think, to be honest with you. I don't know how, but they're kind of keeping themselves in the mix. Someone that definitely keeps herself in the mix, now joining us from TicksForCause.com, the CEO and founder, Mary Nemitz. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm a little hoarse after the Notre Dame game last night.
I know you're a huge fan. I mean, in all honesty, like I said in the open, I'm disappointed that Notre Dame didn't win. Don't get me wrong, because I'm always rooting for the underdog. However, if there is something that I took away from that game, it showed me that Notre Dame is a pretty darn good football team. And I was really happy to see a very well-contested game throughout, and just the game was won. I mean, it wasn't one of those games where we're saying, oh, you know, is this a lousy game and somebody got killed? No, this was a great football game. Notre Dame had the lead for most of the game, and Florida State wound up coming back and getting the victory. And you know what? It gave you a little bit of everything, Mary.
It sure did, and it was so I think compared to – you were one of the few people who felt it was going to be a close game. And just to be able to sit through that game and really see how well they played, it was really just one of those perfect college games to watch. Like I said, would have preferred the ending being a little bit different. I mean, we were, you know, the yelling and the cheering for, what, 3 or 4 seconds before the flag came. But it was a great game. It was really, really fun. So we'll see what happens.
You know, and Mary sends me messages, Jeff. I mean, you do get them from me, but she does throw me questions every now and then about my predictions and whatnot, and I got to say, I predicted. I said I thought Notre Dame was going to win the game. I came up a little bit short, but again, they easily could have won the game. Jeff, you're the real college guy. I mean, at the end of the day, college football won yesterday. That's a definite, but how impressed were you with the way that Florida State held their composure and the way that Notre Dame came out there and played, you know, their first real true road test? They went out there and they showed everybody that they're a formidable team. They're ready, and they're a pretty darn good football team all around, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that a big deal was made of yesterday being the Irish's first true road test, but it doesn't get more difficult than playing the defending national champions on a 22-game winning streak. I thought that they showed up. I thought that they played well. I thought that they showed the country some teams that, you know, some things that Florida State has lost since they won that national championship, particularly on that defensive line. And I think that the blueprint has been made. Somebody's just got to execute it. I don't know if anybody on Florida State's remaining schedule has the weapons to do that. But I think that we definitely see that Florida State is vulnerable in some ways. But we also saw that that Notre Dame could bring it, not just on the defensive side of the ball, which has been what's gotten this Notre team going with Brian Kelly so far. So good to see good to see a complete football game. That's about a perfect football game. I think if you look at other sports, the typical blueprint for a good game is either something that's really high scoring or really low scoring, and something right in the middle, like a 31-27 game that comes down to the final snap. It doesn't get much better than that, if you ask me.
No, it was great. I really enjoyed the game. Just a tremendous football game. Again, I fell a little short. Mary definitely fell a little short, as you can tell. She's definitely a fan, a huge sports fan. Lost her voice quite a bit cheering for the Irish. But at the end of the day, everybody won. Great football game. Great game for college football. Speaking of great things, Mary is the CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. And what you guys do, I think, is above and beyond and just an amazing thing in itself. So please tell people a little bit about TicksForCause.com, Mary.
Absolutely. TicksForCause.com is the ticket website with a heart. Whenever anybody is looking for entertainment tickets to literally anything, whether it's sports, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, concerts, anywhere across the country, theater events, we really encourage people, come to TicksForCause.com. You're going to be able to find those tickets you're looking for, just like you can in any of the other sites, very competitively priced, and every single purchase, every single transaction on our site benefits a cause. And the other thing that we do is that for people who have tickets that they can't use, they can't go to the game, something comes up, they can come to TicksForCause.com. They can donate those tickets to the charity of their choice. We have over 850 now, including Brian Kelly's, as a matter of fact. You can come on and you can donate those tickets to the charity of your choice, and that charity gets 90% of that donated ticket when that sells, and the donor gets a tax receipt. So, as I said, we really try to make everybody's ticket transaction matter for a cause.
You know, and the cause today that we're going to talk about is something that's definitely near and dear to me, because I myself found both of the dogs that I have right now on the street, and I took them in, and I'll be honest with you, these are the best dogs that I have ever had in my life. They're so appreciative. They absolutely love me more than anything. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. When you do find a dog and, you take it in and take care of it, it's such a great feeling, to be honest with you. I mean, I love animals, always had dogs growing up my whole life, had big dogs, to be honest with you, had German Shepherds and Collies and big dogs, but I wound up finding a couple of little guys. I found a long-haired Chihuahua, now it's about 10 years ago I found him, and then I found a Jack Russell Terrier, West Highland Terrier mix about 14 years ago. So I got news for you. This being October and it is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, you know, it's something that definitely hits home with me, Mary. And I'm a dog lover. I'm an animal lover. And this is just something that I think is awesome.
And I know what a dog lover you are and how important, especially this particular charity, would resonate with you. We got our dog as well from a shelter, best dog I've ever had. And that's why I'm really happy to be able to share this, not only this awareness, this cause, but also one of our charity members who, of all names, it's Adopt Pet Shelter. What a perfect fit here. We've got a lot of pet shelter organizations on our site to benefit, but this one in particular I think really epitomizes what these shelters try to do in the amazing work that they do. This one in particular has been in existence for 25 years this month in October, so it's really special for them. And it's placed more than 28,000 animals into permanent homes just because of the work that their staff as well as their volunteers do. And as you might imagine, these poor animals come in needing all kinds of care. Whether it be emotional care, physical care, special needs animals, the elderly animals, and they take care of them, and they work with them, and they educate the community and the public and make it aware, like, these animals are here. Please come and help us. Help them. Help these animals get a good home. So I'm really happy to be able to talk about this organization in this particular month.
You know, and it's also really interesting because I obviously, we all know I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have friends that foster dogs. Mary, first of all, we're going to bring you over on the other side because, you know what, this is something that just hits home with me, and I'm a huge dog lover. So do you have a few more minutes to share with us today?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so we'll bring you back on the other side. I'll share that story, and we'll do the talk a little bit more about this. Really appreciate you taking time out with us, as always. Again, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back in a flash. Keep it close. We're talking about how you can help out, to be honest with you, and that's really what it's all about. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, but we're also hanging out with Mary Nemitz, CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. And got a few more minutes for us, so I really appreciate that, Mary. We did talk a little more sports than we normally do, and you're doing it with a hoarse voice, too, and really appreciate it. But you have such a great message that I wanted to give you a few more minutes to talk about this. Again, it's something that I have done myself, not through a shelter necessarily, but I was going to explain a story to you that I do have friends that foster dogs. I was very close to picking up a third one about a week ago. However, she was able to, you know, get it back to the shelter, and they were able to get it adopted very, very quickly. I mean, it was a great dog. It was actually like a bigger version of the dog that I have right now. So, just was, again, when the time is right, believe me, I'm getting another dog, and I really encourage people to give dogs a good home, and take care of them, because, like you said earlier, there's such satisfaction, and you feel so good about giving a dog that has either been abused, left outside, nobody wanted, and you give it a home. I got to tell you, there's just something that makes me feel really good about what I've done. And again, these are the two most appreciative dogs that I have ever had, Mary and Jeff.
And that's really an important message. What you're telling us today from your own experience is what studies prove, that people, the benefits that come from people going and adopting these dogs from these shelters. And that's why it's so important to get this message out there. You know, to anybody who's interested in a dog, thinking about it, would like to get it, encourage people to go ahead and to do that. And if they can't go and get a dog for some, you know, for whatever reason, there are so many other ways to be able to help these great organizations who are doing so much for these animals.
Hey, Mary, you know, I have a rescue myself. In fact, at J Rich Radio on Twitter, I just tweeted out a picture of a dog that we literally picked up off the street 8 years ago, and she's lived a healthy life. She was probably previously abused. So, like Andy, this topic hits close to home. Maybe you could share with some of our listeners what their donation does to help out these shelters, specifically adopt, in preserving lives and just being in generally humane.
Oh, great question, Jeff. What $25 can do, and let's think about it like this. The average transaction on Ticks for Cause yields a little over $26 to an organization. $25 just in general allows them to be able to buy vaccinations for these animals, to be able to buy the food, to be able to give the volunteers the information and the materials that they need to help spread awareness in the community. But what's more important is you think about $35 to a shelter takes care of an animal for the entire time that animal is in the shelter. So we're talking about very simple ways to be able to make a huge impact in these shelters for these animals. And again, you know, if you can go out and you can pick up a dog and you can bring a dog home and adopt a dog, fantastic. If you can't and you can go in and donate or write a check, great. But if you can't do that, please, you know, think about using alternate ways to be able to support it. Think about Ticks for Cause. Here, quick story. We had a lady that called us from New York wanting to benefit a shelter down in North Carolina because she lives in New York and goes to the theater all the time, and she heard about us. How simple is that to be able to make that difference? And it's free for these shelters to come on, so if you know any that are trying to raise money to help support these animals, please tell them about us. We're here to help them, and we're really here to make a difference for these dogs who, as you guys have said, we all know, all three of us have had them. They're just an amazing addition to our families.
Absolutely. Very well said, Mary. Really, really appreciate you taking time out with us today, as always, doing a little overtime as well. And, Jeff, I just pulled up your Twitter account to check out your dog. Beautiful dog, man. Definitely looks healthy. Looks like she likes to hike a little bit, maybe, and looks like you probably get her out on the mountains a little bit. At least that's what this picture is. So very, very cool, man. Good stuff. As always, Mary, really, I can't tell you how happy I am that you actually brought this one to light, and definitely hits home with me and Jeff and yourself. So get out there and support this and go adopt a dog and give it a healthy and good home and feel good about yourself too. So
absolutely.
Mary, appreciate it as always. And do me a favor if you would. Your husband shot me an email. I cannot open what he wants me to view.
Okay.
So have him send it to me in another form so I can check it out.
Got it. Will do. You guys are the best.
Thank you very much, Mary. Really appreciate it. And you know what? If Kevin wants to join us one week, if you have a hoarse voice and you can't do it, Kevin is more than welcome, okay?
Oh, you guys are the best. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Mary. Have a great day. Enjoy. And look forward to you talking to you next week, as always.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joining us, as she does each and every week. Did a little overtime for us because definitely a subject that kind of hits home with me. And I learned now that it hits home with Jeff as well. Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. It's out there, people. You see it on TV all the time telling you about how you can get to a shelter and get a dog. And I know Fred is a huge dog lover too, so this would have hit home with Fred as well. But great stuff from Mary Nemitz, again, from ticksforcause.com, CEO and founder. Support, get on their website, get your tickets there, and donate to a charity of your choice. Really does not get any better. Jeff, let's get into some stuff here. Few minutes before we got to get to John Poulter, a professor of sports, and that's a whole nother crazy situation in itself with what happened in the Major League Baseball playoffs. It's just crazy, come to think of how quickly we're at the World Series when you think about it. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's continue talking some football. We did already kind of break down Notre Dame and Florida State. We can always get back into it. But how impressed were you with Alabama? Really, just manhandling Texas A&M yesterday.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've tried to credit Kevin Sumlin for having this great system, and they've played Alabama close since he's gotten there. They actually took him down in Tuscaloosa 2 years ago. A year ago, 42-35 game, really thrilling. You know, Johnny Football against AJ McCarron. And I think all bets are off. I think that there's a little less parity than we may have thought in the SEC West. I think that, you know, there's a line probably between LSU, Arkansas, and A&M, and then you have the Mississippi schools and the Alabama schools, being the top four teams, and any one of those four teams could conceivably be in the college football playoff. I think Alabama forced their will, and Nick Saban made a statement that says, you know, hey, we have a loss. We lost to a really good Ole Miss football team. That's not who we are. We're not, you know, we're not an overrated team. We're not an overrated bunch. We bounced back, and they just scored, you know, points by the plenty. What was the final on that one? 59-0. I think the final score, you know, is absolutely indicative of how that game went and what type of team Alabama can be this year.
Yeah, I mean, just interesting. Come out and play really, really well, beating a team like you said that seem to have, you know, their offensive figured out, you know, mastered. It didn't seem to matter who the quarterback was. You just put him in there and plug him in, and good things happen. But Alabama really shut him down, obviously not allowing a point and scoring 59 themselves. An interesting game here, Oklahoma and Kansas State. A lot of miscues from Oklahoma so that K-State was able to get that thing done. But K-State maybe a little bit better than people thought. Yes or no?
Well, Bill Snyder always puts a good football team on the field. I think that one thing to keep in mind when you're watching NFL games on Sunday and Monday is how much we take the kicking game for granted. And then you see a kicker like Honeycutt for Oklahoma that really, really took his team, you know, took away victory from his team on Saturday afternoon in Norman. You know, and for Bob Stoops to lose at home is just a complete anomaly. So pay attention to Kansas State. Pay attention to Bill Snyder. And, you know, that quarterback Waters is every bit as good, if not better, than Colin Klein was 2 years ago. So that's definitely a team to watch. I think the Big 12 as a whole, any given Saturday, you might see something special, as we saw in Morgantown on Saturday as well.
A-State impressive, beating Stanford 26-10. Arizona State rebounding pretty well, to be honest with you, when you think about all the problems they've got.
Well, their backup quarterback, Mike Bercovici, has got his sea legs under him for sure. I know that they're going to go back to Taylor Kelly probably next week. But, hey, Arizona State had plenty of motivation to win that football game. Two of their four losses, I should say, a year ago come at the hands of Stanford, who kept them out of the Rose Bowl and kept them from having a perfect Pac-12 regular season a year ago. Good win for Todd Graham and good win for that inexperienced ASU defense, holding Kevin Hogan and Stanford to 10 points on Saturday evening.
Is the national title picture any more clear after this week?
Absolutely not. I don't think we're gonna know much even on Thanksgiving Day when we're about a week and a half away from it. So I think that this is gonna play out to the end, and I think that there's about 14 teams that could be in the Final Four at this point.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Each week it just kind of gets more interesting when you think about it, because the losses keep piling up, and there's maybe going to be one team that doesn't have a loss. I don't know. We'll see how it all shakes out, but it'll all be fun and interesting at the end of the day. But good stuff. Good segment there, Jeff. Good college football talk. On the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're going to break down what's going on in Major League Baseball and how Kansas City and the Giants got there and how we think that thing is all going to shake out. So keep it close. John Poulter on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, pulling you through. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. We're now going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. You can get in touch with us as well, either at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter, or give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. So a lot of things to talk about, whether it's college football, NFL football, and of course, we've got John Poulter to talk about Major League Baseball. And John, just so you know, pretty soon we got to mix in some NHL hockey because As we all know, NHL hockey is back in session. So, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Sitting in 41 degrees, nice and sunny, about 20 minutes before noon here in Toronto. Winter is around the corner, but it's not here yet, thank goodness.
Well, right now it's about 66, and we're looking at a high of like around 89 today. So starting to cool down for us as well, John.
Yeah, there's a difference between cool in Phoenix and cool in Toronto, Andy. Believe me, I've been in both.
Yeah, it's all relative, as you know. But speaking of cool and fun and what's been going on, amazing story here with what's going on in Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals have yet to lose. The Giants are as hot as it comes as well. And both these teams were wild card teams, and they're in the World Series. So we talked about this a lot. These teams that have been tested or a little bit more battle tested for a little bit longer come in a little bit more prepared, and once again we've got ourselves a wild card World Series. So how surprised are you at the two teams that are facing off in the World Series?
Well, if you'd have asked me at the start of the postseason, these are not the two teams that I would have picked. If you had asked me as each week went by and as each series went by, I think I would probably have lent a little bit more to each of these two teams, just because of the way that they had played, the momentum they were carrying, and just the emotion that they had on the field. And I think this is the second time we've seen two wild card teams in a World Series. I believe the Angels and the Giants were both wild card teams in 2002 when they played in the World Series. So it's interesting. It's good. It's nice to see two teams that are playing well in the World Series as opposed to one team that's been dominant and one team that hasn't. I'm looking for a good, close World Series. We're looking at two teams that have been built relatively differently, both sort of built for their home parks, but each team has certain strengths, each team has certain weaknesses, and I think at the end of the day it's pretty much 50-50, and I'm looking forward to a good, long, competitive World Series, and it would never surprise me if it went 6 or 7 games, which is quite different than what we've seen in the postseason so far. We've seen absolutely...
Yeah.
No long series at all, and we've seen two sweeps and two series that have gone one game over the minimum. So this may be different.
Yeah. Hey, one more quick one for you, and then Jeff, pop in here. You know, you said something kind of interesting to me, and both these teams are hot. We both know that. All three of us know that. Everybody in the world knows that. But my question is are they just hot, or are they good? Are they good and hot? Is it a combination? What is it about these teams that they were just able to really turn it on come the postseason?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think, A, it's obviously talent. You don't play 162 games, get to the postseason if you've got no talent. It's not like an NCAA tournament where a team can get hot at the right time of year and be the 64th seed and just go on a run and all of a sudden beat all of the best teams. These guys have played well for 162 just to get where they are, and they've taken advantage of where they are, and emotionally and talent-wise, they're on a roll, and I think that's great for baseball.
Absolutely.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, John,
go ahead, Jeff.
If you look back to 2007 and the Colorado Rockies, who got really hot in September, didn't lose a playoff game on the way to the World Series, and then just ran into a wall with the Boston Red Sox. Comparing them to the Royals and the buzzsaw that they might be running into with the Giants, do you think that's a fair comparison to compare this Royals team? Not saying that they're going to get swept, not even saying that they're going to lose, but just the level of hot, maybe it doesn't translate to the World Series because of the long layoff or just because they've run out of steam. Is that a possibility with the Kansas City Royals this year?
Well, I guess it's a possibility, Jeff. I would have to think it's different because, as you mentioned, the Rockies went on they sort of came out of nowhere in the month of September, and they must have won 20 games in the month of September just to get where they were actually into the postseason, whereas the Royals and the Giants have sort of both been there for most of the season. In terms of running into a buzzsaw, I think they ran into a buzzsaw in the Red Sox because the Red Sox had been consistent all season as well. But I think in the Giants and the Royals, we have two teams that have got there by very much the same method, and I think that's going to be a big factor. And, you know, as I say, each team is stronger in one than the in one section than the other, and vice versa. At the end of the day, it's not quite as big a gap talent-wise as I believe it was in 07 with the Rockies and the Red Sox. I think these two teams are a little bit tighter in terms of ability.
Hey, let me ask you something about the tail of the tape. I've seen a bunch of comparisons running the Royals outfield against the Giants outfield, probably edge to the Royals there with the exception of Hunter Pence. I've seen the Giants get the edge on the with the starting rotation where the Royals get it with the bullpen. And let me just ask you to consolidate the pitching staffs, as, you know, not segregate the bullpen and the starting rotation. Overall, Kansas City's not rotation obviously isn't terrible. No World Series team could possibly be, but given the strength of the Royals' ability to shorten games and their few good starters, where do you say that who has the edge in pitching on the whole, including the bullpen, including the closer, including middle relief and the starting rotation?
Well, that's a bit of a crapshoot because the Giants are going to carry an extra pitcher, which will help them in terms of making pitching changes for matchups and, you know, the one out lefty kind of situation. As you point out, there's no question the Giants have got the strength in the starting rotation, both in terms of ability and reputation, whereas in Kansas City, you know, get to the sixth inning and then throw it over to the bullpen and you've got a pretty good chance. I would tend to lean with the Royals if it's a close game because of the bullpen, and I would tend to go with the Giants in terms of the longer games, simply because they're the guys that have the experience. But I'm looking for a tight World Series in terms of close games, and if you're looking at close games, they're probably going to be decided by the bullpen. I think the Royals have got a better bullpen, so I'd give a very slight edge to the Royals, Jeff, on an overall pitching staff basis.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. Do you think it's important for the Royals to win the World Series? 1985 is a long, long time ago. The Giants have done it every other year for the past four. Is it important? Who does this mean more to, do you think?
Well, it means a lot to both teams. It means a lot to the Royals for the reasons that you point out. It means a lot to the Giants because it sort of establishes them as a bit of a dynasty. Three World Series in 5 years in this day and age of wide-open competitive sports environments. I think both teams have a lot to prove. I don't think it's critical that the Royals win the World Series. I think that they have shown the baseball fans and the baseball world that they have done this properly. They've got back to the pinnacle. I don't think it's important that they win. I think it's important that they don't get swept. I think there'll be a huge disappointment if they go out very quickly and very quietly in four games, maybe five. If they can make this competitive, even if they lose in six or seven games, I still think it's a great story. And, I'm sure there's a lot of people are rooting for Kansas City because they will be seen as the underdogs, even though the bookies are making them slight favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I got to think that, you know, history, let's be honest, history is history. And when you haven't been there for so long, those fans are going to be so passionate. The city is going to be going crazy. The stadium is going to be just absolutely incredible, I'm sure, for all the ball games. I mean, it's going to be, and I'm not saying that it won't be like that for the Giants, don't get me wrong, but I just think there's like, it's a different familiarity. It's like every other year, you know, the Giants are there, they're in the run for it. The Royals, this is something that I think they're just going to relish, and they're going to just live in this moment the way that they have so far throughout the whole postseason. You know, each series has gone by, and they're not supposed to win. And each series, they dominate. They don't win. They dominate these series, okay? And I've just been so impressed with the way that they go out there and handle their business. I'm really pulling for them at this point, to be honest with you guys. And I think, personally, I think it'd be great for baseball if Kansas City was able to pull off the World Series. Jeff, your thoughts? Go ahead. Or, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Andy. I like the Giants as an entertaining team to watch, and I like watching the Royals as well. And I must admit that I've seen more Giants games over the recent years than I have Royals games, simply because the Giants have been more competitive over a longer period of time. I would kind of pull for the Royals on a sentimental basis, simply because I like the small market teams. I like the model they've built in Kansas City. I think it's showing the rest of the small market teams and middle market teams that there is a way to win other than just getting out a checkbook and putting a bunch of zeros behind a number. I think the thing that the Royals have to be very, very careful of here is that they don't get caught in the moment and sort of spend, the next week with their jaws on the floor just saying, wow, we're in the World Series. You know, there's Madison Bumgarner, there's Buster Posey, there's Pandoval Salaval, and so on and so forth. I think it's very, very important that they go out there and just treat this as another ball game. And I know that's very much a cliche, but they can't look past this. They have to just go out there and just treat this as another ball game, and they just got to win four out of the next seven. And I'm pulling for them too. I think it would be a great story, and it's not because I dislike the Giants. I do not dislike the Giants, but I just think it would be a great story to see an underdog team win.
I agree 100%. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking Major League Baseball, World Series, Kansas City, Giants. Gets all started off Tuesday night, so looking forward to that. Real quickly, before we let you run, about 10, anywhere between what, 8 and 11 games into, 8 and maybe 12 games into the NHL hockey season. Any surprises so far to you, John, real quickly?
Nothing really shocking. I've seen maybe a half a dozen games. It's still early. We've got a lot of rookies on 9-game tryouts. I generally don't start looking at it very seriously in terms of trends until they get to about the 20-game mark, which is 25% of the way through the season. Lots of guys that played well in training camp made the teams as a bit of a surprise and are starting the season to play well. Nashville is playing a much more open style of game, which has been a bit of a surprise. We've seen them be a very much a defensive shutdown team for the last 15 years. But other than that, it's pretty much normal in terms of where everybody is. The power and the strength is still in the West. I still think, five or six of the best teams in the league are in the West. So I think that's where it's going to shake out. But be a lot easier to analyze it, break it down a little more carefully after 20 games.
Sounds good, John. As always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next Sunday, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going to happen. We didn't even get a prediction from John. John, real quickly, if you're still there, who's going to win the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series?
Well, as I said, my heart's with the Royals, but I just think the Giants have the experience, and certainly I think Bochy's a better manager than Yost. I'm taking the Giants in six.
All right, man. Sounds great. John Poulter, again, our professor of sports, joining us. We'll catch up with him next Sunday, so keep it close. One final segment in this hour. Jeff and I will be right back to wrap it up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us each and every week talking about their mission and their goal and what they stand for. And then obviously we feature a different charity each and every week. And this week, obviously, a near and dear to our hearts about animal shelters and dog shelters and getting out there to give a dog a good home. And then also John Poulter, our professor of sports, just got done with him talking Major League Baseball and just a little bit of NHL hockey. Jeff, only a couple minutes left here in this hour. Really appreciate you taking time out as always. We'll catch up with you in about 25 or so to get back in the mix with us a little bit. Before we get out of here, though, I do want to ask you a couple quick things, and we'll probably get to it again with you and Fred. We'll talk about it. But Percy Harvin, no longer with Seattle. Your thoughts on this?
It all goes to character in the locker room, and Seattle wanted none of it. And, you know, word is they were going to release him on the 28th. They wanted him out of there as soon as possible, and they found a taker in the Jets. You know, rumors were circulating this morning that they offered it, you know, that they were looking for Julius Thomas from Denver or Jordan Cameron from the Browns, and both teams correctly said no to that. So I don't think Percy Harvin's going to be a big impact with the Jets. I know he's a good football player, but probably more trouble than he's worth.
Yeah, and then just real quickly, I just want to mention this, Popovich and the Suns again, a little bit more of a feud with him not showing up and a bunch of other guys, but we got to get the heck out of Dodge, man. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.